Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm
Okay.
ready.
All right. Let's do this.
What's up, everybody?
Hello. Hello.
Okay, you took it down.
I took it down a notch.
I
You always complain that I'm too
was so
loud.
high energy, and
I
all of a
know.
sudden you just took it down. I
But
was
then
like,
I
oh,
realized you always say
okay.
that I'm always in the red. So I'll tone it down a little bit. Keep it cool.
That's when you say the
keep it fresh.
that one phrase
Well,
that
you're
we
going to say
always
it from now
do
on because I'm not saying
before.
it anymore.
No,
No,
come
no,
on,
no. That's your
man.
thing.
Come
No, I
on.
stole it from
Come
you. I'm a thief.
on. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition, another episode of The Realness with
Vin?
Anne Brijo.
I didn't know we were getting sexy like that again.
We're always sexy, man. Come on.
We're always
This
sexy.
is it's an ongoing, it's like one of those
I know you can't you can't really lose sexiness.
Yeah, you
Wait,
can't.
once you have it, it's there.
Yep. That's right. It's been a while.
It's been a big
Jeezy
while.
crazy. I think we missed a week.
Yes, thank God you have friends to tell you that we missed an episode.
Yes, that's true.
Otherwise, the rest of the calendar
I
year would have
know
been empty.
it'll be forever, ever, like skipping every other week or something. Which is why we try to record as many as we can every little
Every little cow
recording session that we have.
sit down.
Yeah. But so much to talk about, so much to talk about. Well, we have the holidays coming up. I don't know, what else?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lot to talk about.
I haven't done anything in the past month or
No?
whatever recorded. No.
Just been busy?
Yeah.
Okay. What you been busy with?
Life.
Life. He's been busy with
Ah!
All right, let's just get this going. Hit it! Oh man. I'm telling you, that's my favorite part. That's my favorite part of the show.
What, they hit it?
Yeah, they hit
Oh, okay.
it. It's like the lead in and everything.
It means that we now mean business.
Yeah.
We are taking this seriously.
We're taking it
I
seriously.
have no place on this desk to put my glasses.
Oh. Speaking of taking things seriously,
Yes.
are you taking the holidays seriously?
No.
No?
No.
Why?
I don't like the holidays.
Did we discuss that in the last
I don't
episode?
know. I don't know. I'd have to ask my wife. She listens to the episode. I didn't.
What is it about the holidays that you don't enjoy? The expectation?
No, the expectation, no. I just
the gifts, the
the
gift buying.
gift buying, the decorations,
Yeah.
as you can see from the great window we have in this little room that we're recording in. The wife and I try to hang red Christmas lights around the window that leads to the backyard,
Okay.
and we tape them up.
Yeah, I see the
and
tape.
yeah, and then this morning they were untaped
Oh,
and they
but you
fell.
use the scotch tape.
Yeah, but on the glass it's fine. On the two end panels, that's those are screens, so so it doesn't stick to the screen. So
I
what
see, I
happened was
see.
those fell, and then the weight brought everything down. And then what it didn't bring down, I tore down when I saw it.
There you go.
I just ripped it down.
You probably hang him on the that curtain rod,
but then you really can't
like
see the
wrap
lights
it
like
around.
outside. You
Well, you
can't.
kind of drop it.
Well, what I was thinking of doing was getting little thin wire we have for to like hang ornaments.
Oh, like
Yeah,
hooks.
and then just make it and just drape it
Yeah,
down.
yeah.
Actually,
That'll
yeah, I can.
work.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well, we'll see.
it's strong enough.
I don't know.
I mean, if you could hold that curtain, that looks like a really heavy duty curtain.
But the thing, I don't want to put you. Well, that's actually a lightweight curtain. Why are we talking about my
Okay.
curtains?
Because
And if
it's
I
there.
and if I close the curtains at night, so in case someone wants to break in, they can't see. They can't, you know, if they hop in the backyard, they can't see into the.
There you go.
Yeah,
they don't know what's gonna
these
happen.
windows are dirty. Okay, yeah, well, that's another story. How are you doing, Brian?
All right, man.
How are you doing with the holidays?
They're okay. I had the lights up already. I think we might have discussed this. I took a couple of strings down and then realized, what am I doing? It's like August.
It's like August.
I got like 3 months before
You just came back from summer
Christmas.
vacation.
Right, right,
You're like
right.
getting the sandals
Trying
out
to
of
take it down and
sandals out of
everything.
your
I'm like,
know,
wait a
sand out of
minute.
your sandals.
I should just leave this up.
You should just leave it up.
So I recently put those back up.
Okay.
But there's this process that I was looking up on YouTube
Oh no.
with the PVC poles. It's like what you would do is you attach the string, the lights, right, to uh-huh. this PVC poles, uh-huh. and it keeps them straight, which right. is awesome. Uh-huh. And then all you have to do is section it out, right? You measure the lengths of the house, the dimensions, and you just put hooks on the house, and you just put it back on top.
Okay.
Like you just – so I'll do that next year. I'm not going to do it now because the lights are already up.
Right.
And I had to order this extension cord to be able to attach other stuff because I bought like lights for the shrubs and I bought this really cool snowman.
Oh, cool.
But I don't have anywhere to plug it in. I don't have those external outlets on the house.
Yeah, we were lucky. When we bought the house, we had to replace the circuit breaker. That's how lucky we were because it was out of code because it was probably original to the house.
Oh, wow.
So when the electrician was here, he was like, hey, can you put a couple of outlets in the front and the back? He's like, yeah, sure, no problem.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's yeah. definitely something you want to make sure as a homeowner.
Yes. Oh, you know what cool decoration I saw online?
What?
There was a Star Wars fan. They have these giant inflatable AT-AT walkers. And I looked them up online. They're like $150 a piece on Amazon.
Does the one have the Santa hat on it, or did they just put the Santa hats?
They didn't have Santa hats on it. Okay. They kind of like have like a ring of lights on the top, whatever. But they set it up where it looks like they're shooting at a snow speeder.
Huh.
So they strung up like red chaser lights.
Uh-huh.
So you got these beams of lights like coming uh-huh. out of the front of the AT-AT. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then they got a snow speeder on like fire. It was really cool. And they also had in the background, they had this little like cave with the Wampa and Luke Skywalker hanging upside down.
That's cool.
That was awesome.
Oh my God. Some people get really creative, which is really awesome.
But they do.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you're going to have someone doing the Nakatomi building with Die Hard on their front, their front porch.
I have a decoration idea for next year.
There you go.
That's what I would
do. Nakatomi Plaza. And it's totally a Christmas movie, by the way.
It is.
It totally is.
100%.
Yep.
Yep. As I saw online, some guy was arguing that if Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
It is.
So is Die Hard.
It
because
is.
Die Hard is just Home Alone for adults. People get killed.
There you go. Wow. That's true.
Yeah.
They're trying to catch him.
There you go.
Just like they're trying to catch Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't know. Dude. What else, man? What else is going on? It's been like a really long time since we sat down and started recording, right?
About 3 or 4 weeks, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely been a while. Holidays are coming up.
But we already
just around the corner.
But we already had a holiday episode.
Yeah,
why are we talking about holidays again?
I was just mentioning it.
What else
just trying to catch up.
What else you got in your notes
to be noted? Oh, my goodness. Have you been binge watching anything? Like watching?
Yes.
Okay. What have you been watching?
Wednesday.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Holy cow! High five!
We have one more episode to go.
I finished it.
No, we're gonna. Sean and I were watching it last night. We watched like 3 episodes last night because we did 4 on Friday, or whatever. But it was like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. We're like, no, we gotta go to bed.
So oh we no!
For today, yeah.
So I binge watched Wednesday on a Monday, like last Monday, right?
Oh my god!
And a little quick background: it was after this interview I had for this new job.
Right.
Anything. And that was I was a little bit down about it because I felt like I could have done more. Right. So then I was just like, oh, I got home, we had dinner, put the kids to bed, and I'm scrolling through Netflix. I'm like, what am I going to watch? Oh, I saw Wednesday. So I was like, all right, 8 episodes, not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
You know, whatever. I'll see 3 or 4. I binge watched the entire season.
It is so good.
I went to bed maybe at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
It is so good.
And all the Easter eggs. Oh
yes,
my God.
Absolutely.
They're brilliant.
And the fact that Christina Ricci was there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna spoil anything.
No,
that
don't
happened,
spoil anything.
It was absolutely fantastic. Jenna Ortega is just
brilliant.
Phenomenal.
Brilliant.
Phenomenal. The dance she did.
Oh, yeah.
And did you read about that?
Yes.
She had COVID?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I saw an interview with her about doing the research for the dance,
where
she got all the bits and pieces from like Susie and the Banshees,
okay,
and like other performers. She paid homage to the original Pugs on the original Wednesday in the Addams Family Show.
Yes,
where she does that dance.
Yeah.
And then she said she watched hours. She's like, there are hours and hours of videos of goth people in the 80s dancing. So I just took whatever I could from those.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
But I know she had COVID.
Yeah. They were saying there was in an interview that she was sick with COVID while she was filming that scene.
Wow.
But I mean, she looked great doing it.
It was awesome.
That dance was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think Lady Gaga even kind of mimicked it on her TikTok.
Right.
Dancing to that.
Yeah, that's like a trend now on like TikTok and Instagram. Yeah. People like copying it. It's
absolutely. Wednesday. That's such a great show.
I mean, love it.
I'm kind of glad I found it because I'm getting tired of my usual anime.
Well, you're following that series that's got like 6,000 episodes in it. So
yeah. Which I saw the movie One Piece. Mm-hmm. Read a couple of I think right after we did our last episode or whatever. So I thought it was really cool. I enjoyed it.
No, you saw it before.
Did I?
Yeah, because you were talking about it with my son because he was going to go see it that night.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. So I guess I didn't mention it in the last. But that was great. If you haven't seen it, it was really different. It had a J-pop component to it, which was different. So a little. But definitely Wednesday. Catch it. It's on Netflix right now. 8 episodes of pure just joy.
It's great. It's so great.
Yeah.
The
chemistry that the entire cast is great. And it's great to see what's her name? What's her name?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No. Louise Guzman. No, the principal.
Oh my God, what the hell is her name?
She plays Captain was it Phasma from Star Wars? Gwendolyn Christie.
Oh, yes, okay, yeah.
Is that it?
Gwendolyn
Christie?
Okay. I could look it up, the laptop's right here,
but absolutely. I'm not going to. We knew. She's great.
Yeah.
She was great in it and everything. So, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yep.
The father, he's great.
Luis Guzman.
Luis Guzman, yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah. I felt that we didn't see too much of Pugsley, but...
The show's called Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. It would have been nice to see a little bit more of him.
Yeah.
It was great to see Uncle Fester.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes,
That he was great. And, of course, Thing.
Oh, yeah, Thing's all over it. Yeah. And that, they paid a little homage to Cousin It.
Yeah, and yes.
That was cool.
They showed him just briefly, but it was really nice to see... I would have liked to see Cousin It, but, hey.
He was there in spirit.
Yeah. Maybe second season, if there is one.
I hope so. There should be.
Hopefully.
I don't see why not.
Hopefully.
I haven't seen the last episode yet. You know more than I do.
Yeah. What else is going on?
I don't know.
Anything in the news?
You really want to talk about news?
Well, news as in
things that we care about?
Yeah, of course. I don't want to talk about anything else. This is my safe space, man. This is my safe space.
You mean James Gunn? Gunn.
Oh, yes.
What about him?
It's called the DCU now.
It's called Dead on Arrival.
Wow.
Ooh, I went deep.
Oh, he went there.
I went deep.
You're not even giving him a chance.
No.
Yeah.
They're killing everything, aren't they?
Yeah. They're getting rid of everything.
Yep.
Well, those are the rumors. And now, of course, the fanboys are going crazy.
Of course they are.
It's like, give me back my Star Girl. Don't get rid of bring back Snyder.
Yes, they're killing the Snyderverse.
Yeah, they're gonna just completely reboot.
They should do a Doom Patrol movie.
Yeah, it's gonna be strange. All I know is it's definitely gonna be strange.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be your run of the mill superhero stuff anymore, especially with James Gunn behind the driver's seat. So look no further than Peacemaker. I think that's it's gonna be like that.
I'm not having fun anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard rumors though. Henry Cavill, no more Superman 2, no more Wonder Woman 3. After Aquaman 2, they're gonna drop that. And I heard the biggest rumor I heard so far coming out of all this was that Jason Momoa is gonna play Lobo now. He's going to jump from Aquaman to Lobo.
I can see that with his hair.
Yeah. He definitely looks. He looks like him.
On a side note, it'd be really funny.
What?
If in Deadpool 3, they bring Chris Evans back as Johnny Storm.
That would be funny. That would be hilarious.
Hey, Johnny, you bulked up. Yeah, well.
Yeah, well. You know.
Yeah.
Whatever. But hey, it was great catching up.
Yes, it was. It still is.
Yeah.
And it will be.
Hey, I love the haircut.
Oh, thank you.
If Of course, you can't see it, but Vin has this really kick-ass mohawk going.
No, it's not kick-ass. It's like 3 inches tall.
Oh, come on.
It's not kick-ass.
No, but still, it looks fantastic.
Thank you.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's a middle-age crisis. What do you want? Middle-life crisis. Whatever they call it. Middle-age, middle-life, whatever.
Midlife crisis.
I didn't buy a Corvette. I didn't buy a Firebird.
No,
I shaved my head.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yep, this will be what?
I don't know.
2 weeks before Christmas, so.
Is it 2 weeks before Christmas already?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I got to buy stuff.
It's already the 11th. Dude, it's the 11th.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But this will probably air in the next couple of days because it's every Wednesday, so.
Right, so, yes.
Hope you're enjoying. Shout out to our, I guess, new listener, Sarah Jane.
Sarah! How you doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice to know other people are listening.
It's
now.
Nice to know other people are listening.
Aside from us.
My wife started listening, so that's three.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got that email about the 100th download.
That was nice.
But that was you. I think,
that was
right?
Me, yeah. I was listening during work the other day. I just wanted to catch up.
Oh, look at that red line. I'm going to have to fix that one.
It's fine.
All right, everyone. Enjoy the holidays. Be safe. I hope you get all the gifts that you've been asking Santa for. So have a good one.
Deuces, mooses. 'Kay, Bradshaw.
What's up, Finn? Is this
the
is
flu, this? COVID, and bronchitis walk into a bar. Bartender says, what is this? Some kind of sick joke?
Yes.
You're welcome, Sarah.
Some kind of sick joke. I know. We can delete it. Some kind of sick joke.
Yes, you get it? It's funny. Because it's true.
Oh, man.
Later, people.
It's blowing up. Hashtag A-hole trending number one. But instead of playing cool, you're still acting all the fool. Into the harm you've done. Public enemy on the run. And you've got nowhere to go. And you don't know what to say. Into the mess you've made. I'll leave a